The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
I know it can be a challenge to make the weekend holy, but you can do it. I have confidence in you. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday, November 13th, 2021, Saturday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the memorial of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. Born in 1850, she was refused admission to the religious order, which had educated her to be a teacher, so she began charitable work at the House of Providence Orphanage in Codogno, Italy. In September 1877, she made her vows there and took the religious habit. The bishop closed the orphanage in 1880, and he named Frances Prioress of the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart. Seven young women from the orphanage joined her. At the urging of Pope Leo XIII, Frances went west to New York City to work with the thousands of Italian immigrants there. When she arrived in New York, the house intended to be her first orphanage in the United States was unavailable. The Archbishop advised her to return to Italy, but Frances was all the more determined to establish that orphanage, and she did. In 35 years, Francis Xavier Cabrini founded 67 institutions dedicated to caring for the poor, the abandoned, the uneducated, and the sick. She was frightened of water, but traveled across the Atlantic Ocean more than 30 times. Francis Xavier Cabrini died of malaria in her own Columbus Hospital in Chicago in 1917. She was the first United States citizen to be canonized. St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart. In union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my relatives and friends, and in particular, for the intentions of the Holy Father, that people who suffer from depression or burnout will find support and a light that opens them up to life. Amen. Ten Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my God and Angel, intercede for me. There is a famous quote, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." It was said by a genius himself, Thomas Edison. By the time he died on October 18, 1931, at the age of 84, he had amassed a record 1,093 patents. 389 for electric light and power, 195 for the phonograph, 150 for the telegraph, 141 for storage batteries, and 34 for the telephone. Well, how did he accomplish so much during his lifetime? Precisely as he himself said, when he had an idea, an inspiration, he began to put a lot of hard work, perspiration, to see his idea become a reality. However, in order to accomplish that, he had to go through a lot of trials and errors with his experiments, but never giving up on his original inspiration, even though many of his inventive work was met with big obstacles. In the end, though, his perseverance paid off, and he became such a famous inventor for the benefit of civilization. Jesus, the life of Thomas Edison and his famous quote came to my mind when I read your words in today's gospel. You told a parable to the crowd saying that we all need to pray continually and never lose heart. And you proposed this scenario to your listeners. You said to them, there was a judge in a certain town who had neither fear of God nor respect for anyone. The same town, there was also a widow who kept on coming to him and saying, I want justice from you against my enemy. For a long time, he refused. But at last, he said to himself, even though I have neither fear of God nor respect for any human person, I must give this widow her just rights, since she keeps on pestering me, or she'll come and slap me in the face. My friend, have you ever encountered someone who kept on coming after you, asking for a favor? Perhaps you're able to tolerate it for a few times with a negative answer, but your pursuer was undaunted by this, and he or she kept on asking you, begging you, pleading with you, time after time. In that situation, perhaps you felt exacerbated, and out of pure psychological exhaustion, finally, you yielded to this person's demand. Well, you, Jesus, said the same thing about this judge in the parable. You said, you notice what the unjust judge has to say? Now, will not God see justice done to his elect if they keep calling to him day and night, even though he still delays to help them? So, who won in the end, the widow or the judge? Of course, it was the widow. And how did she win in this contest of widows? With perseverance. Her 99% perspiration. Her commitment to never accept no for an answer. Her firm conviction that she'll get what she wanted in the end because what she was asking for was the right thing, that justice be redressed. Now, Jesus, I understand more clearly why you're telling us you need to pray continually and never lose heart. So, Jesus, I want to talk to you precisely about perseverance in my life of prayer. I start, first of all, with what I understand by prayer. If I kind of know what it is, then it'll be easier to talk about persevering in prayer. So, what is prayer? St. John Marie Vianney says, prayer is the inner bath of love into which the soul plunges itself. St. John Chrysostom says, prayer is the place of refuge for every worry, a foundation for cheerfulness, a source of constant happiness, a protection against sadness. St. Thérèse de Lisieux says, prayer is an aspiration of the heart. It's a simple glance directed to heaven. It's a cry of gratitude and love, the midst of a trial, as well as joy. Finally, it is something great, supernatural, which expands my soul, unites me to Jesus. Well, Jesus, did I ever think about prayer as these saints did? That prayer is like taking a deep bath to submerge myself in your love? That prayer is a place of refuge where you are waiting for me with open arms? That prayer is a simple glance directed to you in order to catch your loving and merciful glance cast towards me? Yes, Jesus, I believe that prayer is all of the above. For this reason, I want to pray and make time for prayer daily because that is the most intimate and personal encounter with you, Jesus, as my most beloved person. However, in my daily prayer, with all the good intentions, I encounter several obstacles which, at times, makes me doubt about the effectiveness of my prayer, and at times, I tend to just give it up. First of all, I get distracted. Well, in many ways, we all have difficulty in staying focused in anything we do. That is the way our mind works most of the time, and it spills over into our life of prayer, too. Referring to this difficulty in prayer, Pope Francis said, indeed, the human mind finds it hard to dwell for a long time on a single thought. We We all experience this constant whirlwind of images and illusions in our perpetual motion, which accompanies us even during our sleep. Well, did the poor widow in the parable kind of got distracted from pursuing her intended goal? Did she forget about the reason for her having gone to the judge in the first place? Of course not. She stayed very focused because she was determined to get what she wanted. She persevered day in and day out, never forgetting that one day the unjust judge would hear her out and grant her petition. She was convinced of that. Well, Jesus, that is why I go to prayer. And that's the way I want to pray, with dogged determination and perseverance, because you're the most perfect judge, that you'll never refuse my petitions. But by allowing me to get distracted periodically, you're testing my resolve, my determination to persevere with a stronger faith, firmer hope, and deeper love, only to reward richly in the end. As one of the hymns described the struggle with this beautiful verse. A stronger faith, dear Savior, a firmer, deeper love we need while on the journey to reach our home above. Along with the distraction, another difficulty in prayer comes to mind. It is dryness. Frequently, at the beginning of a conversion, God fills the soul with sensible consolations. I know a man who experienced this wonderful conversion when he was 20 years old. The sense of God's loving presence was so real and tangible that he could say he didn't believe in the existence of God because he had the experience of God's existence. It was as if God was standing at his side during every waking hour. But what happens when God tests the genuineness of our love by withdrawing his consolation? Then we face the hard reality. What do I really love? Is it the consolation of God or is it the God of consolations? Dryness tests the genuineness of our love. That man who once experienced consolations in prayer at age 20 has had doubts about his perseverance because he experienced dryness constantly for the last 20 years. Yet, he has persevered during those years. He's a fighter. He knows that it is a trial sent by God only to reward him more richly afterwards. Many saints also suffer from spiritual dryness, including Saint Thérèse Lisieux. What was her remedy? She said, when I'm in this state of spiritual dryness, unable to pray or practice virtue, I look for little opportunities for the smallest trifles to please Jesus, such as a smile, a kindly word when I would rather be silent. If no such occasion offers itself, I try at least to say over and over again that I love him. Well, Jesus, there it is, the sacredness or secret of effectiveness in prayer. It lies in perseverance no matter what the obstacles are. Again, as Thomas Edison said, genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. Our genius in prayer, our success in prayer, our fruitfulness in prayer consists in beginning well with that 1% inspiration which you, Lord, gives us, and then perspiring, as it were, the rest of the time of prayer, persevering, making constant effort, helped by your grace, to finish our time of prayer till the very end. And this, Jesus, every day, both in the morning and the evening prayers. As I finish my dialogue with you, Jesus, I want to invoke your mother's intercession, this time the title of Mother or Perpetual Help. Just think about the title, Perpetual Help. You, my mother, are always attentive to my needs. You persevere in your intercession on my behalf to your divine Son. Help me to persevere in my daily prayer, knowing that you, my mother, are accompanying all the time. In this way, my prayer life will bear abundant spiritual fruitfulness. So I pray, O most blessed Virgin Mary, who to inspire us with boundless confidence has been pleased to take the sweet name of Mother of Perpetual Help, I implore you to come to my aid always and everywhere in my temptations, after my falls, in my difficulties, in all the miseries of life, above all, at the hour of my death. Give me, O loving Mother, the desire, nay more, the habit, always to have recourse to you. For I feel assured that if I am faithful in invoking you, you will be faithful in coming to my assistance. Obtain for me, then, this grace of graces, the grace to pray to you without ceasing, with a childlike trust that, by means of my constant plea, I may ensure your perpetual help and final perseverance. Bless me, O tender and solicitous Mother. Pray for me now, at the hour of my death. Amen. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my God and angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 16 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Saturday, November 13th, 2021, the memorial of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's join the whole church in prayer now as we begin the liturgical day. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn, as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me. Although they had seen all of my works.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, They shall not enter into my rest.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Summons heaven and earth to witness his judgment on his people.
The Lord summons heaven and earth to witness his judgment on his people.
The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion's perfect beauty he shines.
Our God comes. He keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours. Around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people.
Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The Lord summons heaven and earth to witness his judgment on his people.
Come to me in your distress, and I will save you.
Come to me in your distress, and I will save you.
Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you, for I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you.
I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds.
For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me.
Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats?
Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honor me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come to me in your distress, and I will save you.
A sacrifice of praise will give me glory.
A sacrifice of praise will give me glory.
But God says to the wicked, "But how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the winds?
You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime.
You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, you do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you?
Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, because Jesus, your servant, became obedient even unto death, his sacrifice was greater than all holocausts of old. Accept the sacrifice of praise we offer you through him, and may we show the effects of it in our lives by striving to do your will until our whole life becomes adoration in spirit and truth.
A sacrifice of praise will give me glory.
You have shown me how to live.
You will fill me with joy in your presence.
From the book of the prophet Daniel, the angel said to me, "At that time there shall arise Michael, the great prince, guardian of your people. It shall be a time unsurpassed in distress, since nations began until that time. At that time your people shall escape, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some shall lie forever, others shall be in everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly, like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. As for you, Daniel, keep secret the message and seal the book until the end of time. Many shall fall away, and evil shall increase." I, Daniel, looked and saw two others, one standing on either bank of the river. One of them said to the man clothed in linen who was upstream, "How long shall it be to the end of these appalling things?" The man clothed in linen who was upstream lifted up his right and his left hands to heaven, and I heard him swear by him who lives forever that it should be for a year, 2 years, a half a year, and that when the power of the destroyer of the holy people was brought to an end, all these things should end. I heard, but I did not understand, so I asked, "My Lord, what follows this?" "Go, Daniel," he said, "because the words are to be kept secret and sealed until the end time. Many shall be refined, purified, and tested, but the wicked shall prove wicked. None of them shall have understanding, but the wise shall have it. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the horrible abomination is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is the man who has patience and perseveres until the 1,335 days. Go, take your rest. You shall rise for your reward at the end of days." The word of the Lord. Those considered worthy of the resurrection from the dead can no longer die.
They are like angels. They are sons of God, because they are sons of the resurrection.
He is not a God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all things are alive.
They are like angels. They are sons of God, because they are sons of the resurrection.
From a homily at the canonization of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini by Pope Pius XII. Inspired by the grace of God, we join the saints in honoring the Holy Virgin Francis Xavier Cabrini. She was a humble woman who became outstanding not because she was famous or rich or powerful, but because she lived a virtuous life. From the tender years of her youth, she kept her innocence as white as a lily and preserved it carefully with the thorns of penitence. As the years progressed, she was moved by a certain instinct and a supernatural zeal to dedicate her whole life to the service and greater glory of God. She welcomed delinquent youths into safe homes and taught them to live upright and holy lives. She consoled those who were in prison and recalled to them the hope of eternal life. She encouraged prisoners to reform themselves and to live honest lives. She comforted the sick and the infirm in the hospitals and diligently cared for them. She extended a friendly and helping hand, especially to immigrants, and offered them necessary shelter and relief, for having left their homeland behind, they were wandering about in a foreign land with no place to turn for help. Because of their condition, she saw that they were in danger of deserting the practice of Christian virtues and their Catholic faith. Where did she acquire all that strength and the inexhaustible energy by which she was able to perform so many good works and to surmount so many difficulties involving material things, travel, and men? Undoubtedly, she accomplished all this through the faith which was always so vibrant and alive in her heart, through the divine love which burned within her, and finally, through constant prayer by which she was so closely united with God, from whom she humbly asked and obtained whatever her human weakness could not obtain. In the face of the endless cares and anxieties of life, she never let anything turn her aside from striving and aiming to please God and to work for his glory, for which nothing, aided by God's grace, seemed too laborious or difficult or beyond human strength. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was homeless, and you took me in. Now I tell you this. When you did these things for the most neglected of my brothers, you did them for me. This is what I command. Love one another as I have loved you. Now I tell you this. When you did these things for the most neglected of my brothers, you did them for me.
Let us pray. God our Father, who called St. Francis Xavier Cabrini from Italy to serve the immigrants of America, by her example, teach us to have concern for the stranger, the sick, and all those in need. And by her prayers, help us to see Christ in all the men and women we meet. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Minutes before the hour on Saturday, November 13th, 2021, the memorial of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. That's good enough for me. Jesus built his church on Peter. He was first pope and leader. The gates of hell would not defeat her. That's good enough for me. It's good enough for Paul and Silas. When the jailer asked how to revive us, for forgiveness, please baptize us. That's good enough for me. Good enough for Justin Martyr, when he described Mass's order, told about the sacrifice of the altar. That's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. That's good enough for me. Enough for Saint Ignatius. In the Catholic Church, he said, you find Jesus. In the second century, he preached this. That's good enough for me. Even before they had the Bible, it was a Holy Ghost revival. The martyrs died for its survival. That's good enough for me. It was good for Saint Augustine. In the church he was a-trustin', those Pelagians he was bustin', that's good enough for me. Jesus said he'd never leave us, and with his flesh he said he'd feed us, yet some still don't believe this, that's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion, give me that Catholic tradition. It was good enough for the early church, so it's good enough for me. It was good enough for the early church, so it's good enough for me.
Now, the original of that goes back at least to 1873, and that is Russ Rentler with his Catholic version of that old-time religion. 24 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the memorial of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord tells the parable of the unrighteous judge and the widow from the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart.
In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Vindicate me against my adversary." For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will vindicate her, or she will wear me out by her continual coming." Hear what the unrighteous judge says. "And will not God vindicate his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?"
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. The app is free.
Morning star. Teach us wisdom.
Pray for us.
Teach us love.
You were chosen.
The five beautiful family voices of the group called The Interior Castle. Hail Mary, Gentlewoman, our Saturday musical bouquet to our Blessed Mother on this, her day of the week. It's 17 minutes before the hour. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the memorial of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's keep on praying. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful, we join together now in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Rejoice your face to see.
has kept you for his own by treasured grace of chastity. Teach us to live true Christian lives and help us with your fervent prayers, that we may valiantly resist the wicked tempter's evil snares. True model of a virgin's life, may Holy Mary beg her Son to help us exiles here below, until our course on earth is run. All glory be to God.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Take our shame away from us, Lord, and make us rejoice in your saving works. May all who have been chosen by your Son always abound in works of faith, hope, and love in your service.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
I will create a new heart in you and breathe into you a new spirit. I will take you away from the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land.
I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you.
I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts.
I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees.
You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I will create a new heart in you and breathe into you a new spirit. On the lips of children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
On the lips of the children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
How great is your name, O Lord, our God, through all the earth.
Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man, that you care for him?
Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet.
All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air, and fish that make their way through the waters.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service.
On the lips of the children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
A reading from the Song of Songs. Deep waters cannot quench love, nor floods sweep it away. Were one to offer all he owns to purchase love, he would be roundly mocked. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My heart is ever pleading. Show me your face.
My heart is ever pleading. Show me your face.
I long to gaze upon you, Lord.
Show me your face.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
My heart is ever pleading. Show me your face.
Now this wise virgin has gone to Christ. Among the choirs of virgins, she is radiant as the sun in the heavens.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, The dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Now this wise virgin has gone to Christ. Among the choirs of virgins, she is radiant as the sun in the heavens.
Christ is the spouse and crowning glory of virgins. Let us praise him with joy in our voices and pray to him with sincerity in our hearts.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Christ, the holy virgins loved you as their one true spouse.
Grant that nothing may separate us from your love.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
You crowned Mary, your mother, queen of virgins.
Through her intercession, let us continually serve you with pure hearts.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Your handmaids were always careful to love you with whole and undivided attention, that they might be holy in body and spirit.
Through their intercession, grant that the lore of this passing world may not distract our attention from you.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Lord Jesus, you are the spouse whose coming was anticipated by the wise virgins.
Grant that we may wait for you in hope and expectation.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Through the intercession of the saint and virgin we commemorate today, who is one of the wise and prudent virgins,
grant us wisdom and innocence of life.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
We pattern our prayer on the prayer of Christ our Lord and say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God our Father, who called St. Francis Xavier Cabrini from Italy to serve the immigrants of America, by her example, teach us to have concern for the stranger, the sick, and all those in need. And by her prayers, help us to see Christ in all the men and women we meet. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Well, like I said, it's sometimes a real challenge to keep the weekend holy, but one big help in that is just to keep on praying. The Lord told us to pray without ceasing. Let's try to do that and maintain the presence of God. The Saturday edition of Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out, make this a great day and a great weekend, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.